Last time we left off on Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis, the beginning of the second Perek. The din of Shchita clearly applies Ben HaTorah to Behemoth and Chayas. They have to shecht properly. They have to shecht with a knife that's tolush, Ben HaTzavor from the front, and cut the roiv of the kon and the veshet. And it has to be the Chomish El Cheshchita, Shia Dros HaChalod HaGrom of Iker. So that's clear. That's their ice. And the machlokes the Gemara quoted was, what's regarding shechita soifa? So we know that if a bird dies by itself, or if you shoot a bird and it bleeds to death, so that's nivla soif tohar. If it's an eagle, it's nivla soif tame. If it's a chicken, it's nivla soif tohar. So nivla soif tohar is metame has tume. Abes abli, only when you swallow it. When you touch it, when you carry it, it's not metame. Magamasa is not metame. Oichel is certainly not metame. It's only metame bebes abli when you swallow it. So everyone agrees that there is an institution of shechita la'if. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been an institution of nivla soif tohar. So clearly you need shechita. But the shaila is, all of the Chomish El Cheshchita apply to Oif. Shia Drosa Halad HaGram Avika. So that's the Machlekes. Is that the Raisa also? Same as by Behema V'chayo. You require a Shechita Gidin. Halacha Moshe Misina Ol Chomish El Cheshchita. Or do you say, no, ain't Shechita Loif Menat Torah. As long as they have Nechira Simanim Menat Tzavah. You can use a saw and cut off the neck. And Shai Nechira Simanim Menat Tzavah would be good Menat Torah. Mid Rabbanon, it's no good. Because the saw is full of Pegimus. But Menat Torah, maybe that would be good enough. So that was a machloikis on this daf. On daf chav zayinam and beis. So the Gemara first presented it, that the behemoth and sheshes may breishes, the behemoth and the chayes were nivru from the offer min ha'adoma. So they have more chiyus, and the fish were nivru min ha'mayim, so they have so little chiyus, you don't need shechita on any simonim at all, just that sifosam. Im gold geha yami yosalahem, Asif alone. And Oifas, because they were Nivru Min Harekek, they were created in Sheshes Mei Breshes. The Rabban Shalom originally created Yesh Mei Yain. And then most of the other things he made Yesh Mei Yesh. He took things that he created already, he changed it into other forms. So the Oifas were created Min Harekek from a mud. So it's half sand and half water. So that's why the Oifas have half the amount of Chiyus of the Behemoth. So the Gemara presented that Brisa. That's why you only need Shechita Simen Echod Bayov, because it doesn't have that much chiyus, doesn't have the same degree of chiyus, doesn't have the same amount of chiyus as Behema V'chaya. So Shechita Simen Echod is good. So that Braisa was presenting it, is if it's a real din deraisa, Shechita Soif is a real din deraisa, and there's a rationale, there's a reason why Simen Echod is enough. And then about 8 lines from the bottom of Chav Zayinam and Beis, the Gemara quotes Atana, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, I never heard of his name before, Atana. Om Rabbi Yudah, Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak ben, Mishum means he didn't hear it directly. Om Rabbi Yudah is an Amora. Rabbi Yudah was the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, and he says he heard in the name of, when it's Om Rabbi Yudah, Marav, Om Rabbi Yudah, Mishmuel means that he heard it directly. When it says Mishum, means he says over in the name of Atana, who lived in an earlier generation, but Yitzchak ben Pinchas, Ein Shechita Lov Min HaTorah. That Shechita, all the Chomish El Cheshchita, apply to Eifus, it's only Midi Rabbanon. Minatari also need Tosis rights on Daf Chof. Minatari, you need Shechita Loif, otherwise there wouldn't be an institution of Nivla Seif Tohar Mitamei Abeis Abliya. So clearly you need Shechita, but Nechira Simani Minat Tzav is enough. We say Nechira Sezui Shechitase. The Nechira is good enough. So the Gemara was bothered, what's the difference halacha lemaisa, whether shechita loif min haTorah or not? So one difference will be, let's say someone today will take a saw and cut off the chicken's neck. So is that an avela min haTorah, or is it only avela min derabbanan? What's the difference? Halacha lemaisa, not allowed to eat it. So you'll only get malchus if you eat an avela min haTorah. If it's only an avela min derabbanan, he won't get malchus deraisa, 39 malchus, he'll get malchus mardus. Okay, so that's one difference. Does he deserve malchus? But let's say bisman hazeh, no one's giving any malchus anyway. Nobody, there's no beznav shlosha smuchim, and so you're not giving any malchus. So what's the difference, halacha l'maisa, as far as we're concerned? Whether shechita loif is min haTorah, min derabbanan. So we said in Afkamina for Shabbos, if someone is a chayla mesuk and someone is deathly sick, and the doctors say he can only save his life if he has some hot chicken, and there's no hot chicken available, so should you get a goy to shech the chicken? Or should the Jew shech the chicken? So if you hold ein shechita loif min haTorah, So that if you get a goy to cut the neck of the animal, that'll be good min haTorah. It'll only be a psul de rabbanon. So Amir Lenachri is less of an Aveira than the Jew himself being Mechal Shabbos. So that's a discussion. The Rosh in the end of Yuma has a machlokes with the Maram Ritmik. Quotes machlokes Arishanim. How do you paskin on this topic? Whether Shechita loif is min haTorah min de rabbanon. But that doesn't happen so often, that Shaila. Then Zachayla sheesh b'sakona, and Shabbos is going to have to shech the chicken. It doesn't come up in real life. So what's the difference halacha l'maisa? Gemara says the difference halacha l'maisa is for the purpose of kisui hadam. There's a mitzvah in the Chumash that when you shecht chaya v'yof, if you shecht behema, there's no din of kisui hadam. Shecht chaya v'yof, chaya or of, so v'shofach hazdoma v'chiso b'ofa. You have to put ofa tichuach, soft, granulated sand. You can't take a big blotch of earth. You have to take granulated sand, pour it on the, or take sawdust. That's what they do in the slaughterhouse when they shecht the chickens or the turkeys. So they have a sack full of sawdust and they spill it on the floor. Then they shecht 1,000 chickens a minute. And after they shecht all the chickens, then they say broch and they do the kisei adam. They throw the sawdust on top of the dam. You have to have ofer melmailo, ofer melmata. So the din is that you only do kisei adam if it's a kosher eshchita. If you made nevela, so you don't do kisei adam. If it was a treifa, so that's a machlokes. We paskin kisei adam. You don't do kisei adam if it's a treifa either. Only if it's a kosher animal and the shechita was done properly, and it wasn't even a treifa. So the shaila is, what if he took saw and he cut off the neck of the chicken? See, if your old shechita loif is only midirabonim, and atari you can shecht with a knife with pegimus in it, so midirabonim it's a kosher shechita. So true midirabonim, they said you're not allowed to eat it. So it's an available midirabonim because you didn't do the shechita the way they wanted you to. Well, chachamim instituted, but for the purpose of kisei adam, the Gemara says you would be mechuyev. Why should the chachamim tell you shouldn't do kisei adam? I can tell you why. If you tell him to do kisei adam, he'll think he's allowed to eat it. But the Gemara doesn't consider that. I don't know, the Gemara. In Beitza, the Gemara considers that in other context. If you're going to do kisei adam, people will think for sure that it's kosher. So somehow the Gemara ignores that over here. So the Gemara says, meisvei. Four lines from the bottom of Chav Zainam and Beis. Beis v'diyest akasha. How can you say? How can there be a Tana? Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. How can this Tana claim that Shechita loif is only with the Rabbanon? Doesn't it contradict the Mishnah? He has a right to disagree with the Mishnah. He's a Tana. So the Gemara says you're right. The Gemara is going to come out lamaskan and say machlekes hatanoim, where the shechita loif is min haTorah min deRabbanan. But first they thought meisvei is a beferish and Mishnah, and no one disputes hashoychet v'nisnab lo biyodoi. Someone was shechting. It doesn't say what he was shechting, whether a chicken or a chaya. There's no. It doesn't go on a behema, because when you shecht behema, there is no mitzvah of kisei adam. Kisei adam says in Chumash only hashiyishchat chaya of pamachane. So it says, Hashechet v'nesnap lo biyodoi, he made it in a veil, didn't do the shechita properly. Or hanocher, he took a saw and he cut off the neck. Nechira simanim. Or hamaker, he took his hands and he broke the neck. He chopped the neck off, whatever. So the din is potem alachasas. There's no mitzvah of kisei adam. Freg the Gemara, why? The armadain shechita loif min haTorah, if you say that what? That all the details in Hilcha Shechita are only required mid the Rabbanan by oaf. And min haTorah in the chirasa, zui shechitasa. When you do a nechira, that's valid min haTorah. If you take a saw and you cut off the head, that's a kosher shechita min haTorah. So min haTorah, it's a kosher shechita. True mid the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat it. But why should they pati you from kisei adam? If there's a tzorech, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, the Chacham tells us, don't blow shofar. And when Sukkot falls on Shabbos, they say, don't shake a lulav. Yesh kach v'ya chachamim, lak adam and atar b'shei v'yal tasa. They have the authority to do it if there's a great tzorech. If they're afraid that a lot of people are going to be mechal Shabbos, if you'll allow people to shake a lulav on Sukkot, for sure a lot of people are going to forget and carry outside the Erev. They're going to be carrying the lulav. And if you'll allow people to observe the din deraisa to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, shcholiyos b'shabbos, for sure a lot of people will forget and carry the shofar chutzler. So they have the ability, the chacham have the ability to make a gzera that you shouldn't fulfill them into the rashi, but they have to have a tzorach gadol. They have to have a major consideration, a good reason. What's over here? Minatora, I shecht the chicken by using a saw. So Minatora, it's a good shechita. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat it. Okay, they made a chumra. But why are you going to say Midrabanan? You don't have to do kisei adam. Why? Because you're going to do kisei adam. Someone's going to think they're allowed to eat it. No, we'll tell you Midrabanan. It's aser. So it's not so serious a concern. So that's what the Gemara says. Ve'i amrit. And if you're going to adapt this position, ein shechita lof min ha-Torah, why not say nechirasa zuhi shechita? So when he sawed off the neck with the saw, that is the shechita leboi kisei. So you should need kisei min ha-Torah. And there's no reason why midrabanan they should exempt you from doing the kisei. And for the Gemara, mi sabris, you think that that Mishnah that you just quoted from Per Kisei Adam, that's later in the Masechta, mi sabris, you think it's talking about oif? No, it's talking about a chaya. By behem of a chaya, for sure you need all the hilchos shechita min ha-Torah. That there was never a clear. All the chomish hilchos shechita, shia, drasa, chalada, grama, v'ikar, they're all deraisa, they're all halacha l'moshe misina. Shein. Then more thought again, there's another Mishnah. Mishnah, Tosefta, Toshma. Someone shechting an animal and he needs the blood for some purpose or another. What does he need it for? So the Gemara tells the story later. There's some kind of a worm that's wreaking havoc in his clothing in the closet. The worm is crawling around and eating up all the dresses and all the clothes. And if there's a certain and that worm, if they'll have a blood from a oif near it, so the smell of the blood will kill the worm, and that'll solve the problem. So he wants to shecht the bird because he needs the blood. He's not interested in eating the chicken. He's not interested in eating the flesh of the bird, of the fowl. He's just interested in shechting it to get the blood. So the Mishnah says it doesn't matter what you're interested in. If you do a kosher shechita, you mechuyev to do kisei adam. Let's say I'm going to shecht a bird and I'm going to shecht a chaya ba'oif in order to feed it to a goy. And I did a perfect shechita. A Jew is not interested. You still say a bracha ala shechita, even though the goyim don't have to eat kosher, geshocht, and the flesh. But you're doing a shechita, so you have to say a bracha, and you have to do kisei adam. If it's a chaya ba'oif, you have to do kisei adam. So the Gemara thought that the Mishnah must be talking about a bird, a fowl. A shechit b'tzarach l'dam. The Gemara thought that it's talking about an oif, because in the days of the Gemara, they thought, or they knew, I don't know, whatever it is, they ascertained with their scientific system, they ascertained that when this worm that eats up the clothing, if the worm smells the blood from a certain bird, then the worm is going to die and it'll stop destroying all the clothes. So that's why they thought that the Mishnah, Shech B'tzorach L'dam, is talking about shechting a bird. So it says, nonetheless, chayiv lechasas. He has to do kisei adam. He's going to do kisei adam, he won't have any blood left to use to kill the worm. So what should he do? Ketzad huay. So what should he do? He wants to shecht a bird and use all of the blood and not do kisei adam. He's going to do kisei adam, the sawdust is going to get mixed in with all the blood. He won't be able to use it to kill the worm. So what should he do? O nochro, either you shoot the bird and let it bleed to death. O okro, or you break the neck, whatever. You make sure that you didn't do a kosher shechita. Frek digmar de zalbakasha. My lab of the poshim shatanat tosefta. It's talking about a bird. Why? Because it says hashecha b'tzorach ledam. What kind of tzorach in the days of the Gemara? What can they possibly use the dam for? The kaboile lidmei. He needs the blood of the bird. What is it? Leonika, some kind of a worm, Rashi says. And they thought in the days of Gemara, when the worm smells this blood, it's going to die. So Gemara thought the Mishnah over there is talking about Shechitas Of. And it says if you make an Inevele, then there's no problem. You don't have to do Kisei Adam. So Gemara asked the Zal Bakasha, if ain't Shechitas Of, Menatar, it's only Midirabon. So Menatar, you did a perfect Shechita. Oh, Nochro, if you did a Nechiris, on Nechiras, it's a Wishchitosai. So you chayv in Kisei Adam. So how did you solve the problem? And for the Gemara, lo b'chayv. The Mishnah is not talking about an oaf. If it would be an oaf, you would be Mechiv in Kisei Adam, even if you did Nechiras. Because Menater and Nechiras, it's a Wishchitosai. The Mishnah is talking that he's shechting a deer, he's shechting a chaya, not a behem is not chayv in Kisei Adam. Not talking about an oaf. And a chaya, the laws of Shechita needed Menater. Aye, but where do you have by a chaya that he's going to use the blood for any in the days of the Gemara? What's he going to use the blood for? And for the Gemara today, he's doing research. In the days of the Gemara, what is he going to use the blood? The kaboile le he needs the blood la laka chreis for something else, whatever. So the Gemara was matre the two rais. Then the Gemara goes right to Toshma. They're going to prove that shchita lo eifa is mina Torah. You can't maintain the shita. Let's see. Torah Shema, from what is this? Mishnah, I guess, I don't know. Molak b'sakin, Malika is when you have a chata soif or oila soif. So you're supposed to do the malika beds boishal akoin with the fingernail of the coin, even though it's mechuber, and shchitim and mechuber is possible. It's no good ben atorah, but that's the way you do malika by kachim. And even though the chata soif is eaten by the kohanim, like a chata's beima and osham, chata soif is eaten by the kohanim. So the gemara asks, how can he eat an avela? If it would have been a opshal chulin and you do malika with your etzba, it's a shchita be mechuber. Is no good. So the Gemara says that's the Xeris HaKasa. Malikasa Zui Shchitasa. That's how the Torah says you have to do the Shchita. So the Kohanim are permitted to eat the Chata Soif. The Oil Soif, you burn the whole thing on the Mizbech. The Kohanim don't eat anything like an oilless behema. But the Chata Soif, they eat the flesh. Chata Soif, there is no, in Oifus, there is no Emurim. There is no Chelev. Chelev is only behemas. So when you bring a Chata Soif, all the Mizbech gets is a little bit of dam. And oil soif, it gets the dam, and you burn the whole oil. You burn the whole life. But chata soif, all you put on the mizbech is only the dam. So it says, if molak b'sakin, then a shchita of chulin has to be done b'sakin, which is tolush. And malika of kachim of oil soif and chata soif has to be done b'tziparim with the fingernail. So if you do the malika b'sakin, it's no good. Malika b'sakin is going to be an avela. So it says it's an avela. If you did malika b'sakin, it's an avela. It's matame begadam abesabli. If you eat it, so it has the tumas nivlo saftar. That if you eat an avela of an aftar, it's matami when you swallow. Freg the gemara b'dei yamrit. If you hold like this opinion of this Tana, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, whom we never heard of, you're going to say that all the need for the hilchah shchita, that it has to be tolush, that you can't shecht with the tziporin and so on. All it can't be mechuber. All the dinim are only midirabban and nehina midichitovalei shedrum efrekes habilei treifa. What did he do over here? He did malika b'sakin. There's another difference. Shchita, you start shechting over here from this side. And malika, you start shechting from the back. Start shechting from the back, so you're going to break the spine first before you get to the corner or the vation. We discussed already at the end of the first pair. The pasuk says when you do malika on chata soif, it says velo yavdil. You're not allowed to cut both. You only cut either the corner or the vation, but you don't cut both. And when you do the malika on an oila soif, it says Behivdil. He does have to do Abdal. He cuts both the Kana and the Vesh. But before he cuts the Kana and the Vesh, he's using his fingernail, sharp fingernail, and it's cutting from the back. So he first cuts the spine. So when you break the spine, the animal, any spine, of the behemoth or the yoif, the animal is automatically going to become a trefa. So if you would be shechting, what's a din if you shecht the trefa? You do a perfect shchita on an animal, then it turns out the animal happens to have a sirch on the lungs. Or you do a perfect shchita, the animal has a broken leg in the location where the whole animal is a trefa. So it depends at which location in the leg it has the break. In certain locations, if it has a break in the leg, you're only not allowed to eat from the break and below. And above, you are allowed to eat. And other times, if the break on the leg is by the Tzumas HaGidin, where all of the Gidin cross each other, a certain location on the leg, then the whole chicken or the whole behemah is considered a trefa. So what's the din taka if you shecht the behemah that's a trefa? So shchitas trefa is metahir midei nevela. It won't have Tzumas Nevelas anymore. Won't have Tumas Nevelas. So that's the kasha over here. He said, Molak b'sakin. He did malika with a knife, which is not acceptable. Malika has to be as boy shalakain. So he didn't do malika. He did shchita. Molak b'sakin. And shchita and malika. Whenever you do malika on an oil soif or a chata soif, let it always be an avela because you're doing ben mechuber. No, that's the gzeris hakosav. That malikos is always shchitos. But here he didn't do the malika; he did a shchita on it. So the Gemara says, even though you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to eat it. But the Gemara says, v'yamr den shchita loif menater. If you hold that, what? That all the details of Hilcha Shchita are only midrabbanon. Nina midechitova leshedru mefrekes havilei treifa. If you would take a knife and instead of doing malika from the back, you shecht it with a knife from the back. So he cut the spinal cord. So the Gemara had, we had at the end of the first pair. If you cut the shedru mefrekas and roi basarima, you cut across the whole back of the neck of the animal, so then the animal is considered like mesa. It's considered a dead animal. Then when you continue to cut the kon and the reshet in the front, shechita is not chal on a dead animal. So he never did any shechita. But the Gemara said, if you just cut the shedra and the mefrekas, you just cut the spine, and you didn't cut the flesh on the, both sides, on either side. You just cut the spine. So that makes the animal a trefa. And if you continue to shech with the knife, so then you're shechting a trefa, and it's matar, and ain't avela. It will be matar. So that was the Gemara's kasha. He did malika b'sakin. So why do you declare that it's an avela? Because since it's an oil soif, chata soif, it's not supposed to have shechita, it's supposed to have malika, but still, let it be shechita b'sakin. It should be mitar medein avela. What's the kasha? Nehi nami true the chitav leshedru mefrekes. When he first cuts with the knife, he cuts the spine first. Habi le treifa, the bird becomes a treifa, but ta'ana le'sakin the tarim de'in avela. Afterwards, when you use the knife to cut the kona nevesha, it should be like shchitas treifa. Shchitas treifa is metarim de'in avela. So the Gemara says, don't you see from that din beferish that the laws of you don't say nechira simanim and atzaver is enough. No, you have to have the hilcha shchita observed properly. So here it's an avela. He was molak b'sakin. So he made an avela. It's not a proper shechita. It's metame abes abliya. So the Gemara says it's beferish that shechita lof minatar. How can this Tana disagree? Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. How can he disagree with everybody? The Gemara says no. It was a machlekes hatanaim in the days of the Tanaim. Who the Omer? This Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas sides with the following Tana. Okay, Tana the Tana. There is a brisa that says like that. Ablezer akapa berebi yomer. Ablezer akapa. The word berebi means he was one of the gedolei hador. So Rabbi Lezer Akapa is a Tana, prominent Tana, Berebi Oimer. What does he say? Mal Tamalai Machkashi Ochlas Hatzvives Hayol Kain Tochlenu. The pasuk is talking about Psuli Hamukdoshim. Psuli Hamukdoshim means if you have a carbon, somebody was Magdush Hashlamim, Manoila, whatever. So the din is that once you magdish a kedusha spes, I say I raise a shlamim, I raise a oilos, so it gets a kedusha guflam isbech and it has no pidyon. If you say I'm menachas in a sochim, you say on a sack of flour, you say on a bottle of wine, this should be for a mincha, this should be for yayin lenasach hagabiyam isbeach. So when you say kedusha spes, it only is endowed with kedusha damim lamisbech. It doesn't get a kedusha guflam isbech by menachas in sochim. It only gets a kedusha guflam isbech when you put it into a klisharis. That's the name of the perik, and the other menachas perik hamenachas van sochim. So it says hamenachas van sochim mishikitcha bekli. Before you put it into a klisharis, even though you made kedushas peh, you declare that the yain should be kodesh, and you want to use it for nisuch. It only gets kedushas damim lamizbech, as opposed to behemis and chayis, behemis and oifas. If you say this should be a shlamim, this should be an oiler, this should be a chatas, it gets right away kedushas guf lamizbech, and you can't be poida. But by menachas and sochim, it only gets kedushas damim. So it lends itself to pidyon until you put it into a klisharis. Once you mekadosh it in a klisharis, then it no longer has any pidyon. So the until it gets a mum kavua. When a carbon has a mum, so you can't be makar of it, even if it's only a mum over, it's going to heal by itself. You can't be makar of it, but you can't be poida either. When can you be poida? If it develops a mum kavua. Mum kavua means it's not going to heal on its own. Today, you can use surgery and it's going to heal, but that's a taisus. Taisus said that's called a mum kavua. Mum oiva means it's going to heal by itself without any surgery. So the pasuk says, if you have a carbon, that kedusha guflam is beach, a regular carbon, when you said, hareza shlam, hareza oila, has a kedusha guflam is beach, then it develops a mum kavua. So not only can you not be makriv on the mizbech, mum kavua, it's not going to heal by itself, you can be poided. Then when you poided, so it says, ach kash yochles hatzvives hayol, ken tochlena hatomi v'hatora yachtu v'yochlenu. Usually you have to shecht korbonis in the Beis HaMikdosh, but this korban that you were poided, you can shecht chutz le Beis HaMikdosh. It still retains the din of korban on it. The Mishnah says, even after you, if you have a korban that gets a mum kavua, and then you poided, and you're allowed to shecht chutz le Mikdosh, and eat it, tumah hatameh v'tayach derech lenu, but it still is considered a carbon. It's oisa tmura. If I say harezu tachazu, it's oisa tmura. There's a mishnah. It's oisa tmura. But so the pasuk says, but you're allowed to eat it b'tumah. Kashi yochel satzivis hayol ken tachlenu hatameh v'tayach derech lenu. So the gemara detana es v'chimala madam mitzviv hayol. Why does the Torah give a mashal? Just like by tzvi v'ayol, hatameh v'atoy yachti v'achlenu, you're allowed to eat it in the state of tumah, even though the tameh is touching the tzvi v'ayol, and the Torah is going to eat it, so there's nothing wrong with eating tameh dika food. If it's chulin, there's no problem. So here it says, the psuli ha-mekdoshim means karban shehumim uvenivdu. If there was a carbon that developed a mum kavuan, then you were paided, tziyotze l'chulin. So the din is, even you're allowed to shecht in chutz l'mikdosh, you're allowed to eat it in the state of tumah. But what do you need this mashal for? Malamadim mitzvivayo. What do you gain? What does the chumash gain by comparing this psulei hamikdashim, the carbon shehuma v'nifta, by comparing it to tzvivayo? So it must be the brayser says harez bala lamed v'nimtza lamed. Now you're learning something from tzvi. You're learning something from psulei hamikdashim to tzvivayo. The simple reading of the pasuk is harez bala lamed. Torah says you can eat the psulei hamikdashim just like you eat tzvivayo. Tzvivayo are never carbonous. You don't bring any carbonous from chayis. Only bring carbonus from behemoth, tahira, or from oifus. There are no carbonus from chayis. So if a chayis is never a carbon, so you can always eat it in the state of tumah, there's no problem. So the pasuk sounds like it's saying a kula. You're allowed to eat the psula hamakdashim in the state of tumah, just like you're allowed to eat tzvi vayol in the state of tumah. But the pasuk says hatameh v'tayach dechlenu. So what's gained by saying katzvi v'chayol? What did you gain? The pasuk says hatameh me'ir. So it sounds like I raise a bowl of lamed. The chumash sounds like it's teaching me something about psula hamakdashim is derived from tzvi vayol about psula hamakdashim. But nothing is really learned from tzvi vayol. It must be benim salami. The Chumash is teaching us something about tzvi vayol. What is that? Ma psula hamikdashim b'shchita. The din is by karbanos for sure you need shchita. Even if we had the Gemara in the end of the first parak, Daftar Zayin. Even if you hold that in the midbar, Averei b'sar nechira was mutter, nechirasa zoi shchitasai, but by karbanos for sure they needed shchita. Then when they crossed over the Yarden, and Moshe Rabbeinu was told, if they'll be interested in eating flesh, zavachta kasher tzivisicha, now they should shecht behemas chulin, kasher tzivisicha, like I instructed you by karbanos. Just like all along the 40 years in the Midbar, when they had the Mishkan, so they needed all the hilcha shchita by shchitas karbanos, even when a shecht chulin, the chira was sufficient. That was machlokes of Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So the Rambam assumes like that. Avrei b'san chira was mutter in the Midbar, but when they cross over the Yarden, it says, zavachta kasher tzivisicha, you have to shecht even chulin, kasher tzivisicha by kochim. So this din, that kochim have a special din of shchita, carries over even to the psulei hamikdashim. Even to the psulei hamikdashim. The Moshe Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, that we had the Gemara in the first parak. Shchita ain't a tzvicha kavana. If a person is throwing a knife, a very sharp knife, and he wants to hit a target, and then a chicken happens to walk by and it accomplishes a shchita, so that's a kosher shchita, even though he didn't have any kavana at all. But that's only by shchita schulin. But by shchita skochim, the Gemara says that misasik is possible. Misasik b'shchita skochim is possible. He has to know that he's shechting, and he has to know that it's a carbon. If he doesn't realize that it's carbon, it's also called misasik. It's no good. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that din, that shchita tzvicha kavana by shchita skochim, even applies to shchita psuli hamikdashim. If you had a carbon, got a mum kavu, and you were paid, it was yotze l'chulin, it's not yotze l'chulin. You're allowed to shecht the chutz la'zara. They asked the Ragachover Ashaila, they have a whole collection. It was printed in Europe. They have a whole collection of Shadus Tshuvas Tzafnas Panech. It's not really Shadus Tshuvas. The Bochum and the Yeshivas, Chassidish Yeshivas and Litvish Yeshivas, they all used to ask Kashas and Shadus to the Ragachover. He used to write hundreds of postcards all the time. So I think his daughter, after he passed away, his daughter lived in Eretz Yisrael. She was married to a rabbi. She went back to Europe. She collected all of these tshuvas that they had, all the postcards, and she put together. They keep on publishing. Every couple of years, publish another volume, or more postcards. Everybody has postcards around from the Ragachover. So one of the postcards of the initial was called Shadus Tshuvas Tzafnas Paneach. His name was Yosef Rosen, the Ragajava. Yosef was known as Tzavtan Spanech. He reveals all the hidden secrets. He was such a genius, so he revealed all the secrets in the Gemara and the Rambam. So he has a Chiddush Nifla. He says, Psula HaMagadosh, Makar B'Shehum HaVinifta, is basically a Shechit of Kachim. So you're allowed, he thinks you're allowed to Shecht it in the Azorah. The Chiddush is you're even allowed to Shecht it Chutz LaAzorah. But he thinks you're allowed to Shecht it in the Azorah also. It's not called Chulam BaAzorah. Basically, it's a Korban. The Mishnah says it's Oysa Tmura. Even after you paid it, the Mishnah in Pcharis on Daf Yudal, it says that it's Oysa Tmura. Yeah, so that's what the Gemara says. Hayrezet bola lamed v'nim talamed. The simple reading of the pasuk is that shchitas psula hamikdashim is compared to tzivayol. But you don't gain anything by giving the comparison because it already says hatame v'atay yachtev echlenu. So what do you need? So Hareza Bola Lamed. It sounds like you're learning something at A from B. You're learning out from Tzvi Vayol to Psalim Mekdoshim. But really, in truth, it's Vaked V'nim Tzalami. You're learning something from Shchitas Psalim Mekdoshim to Tzvi Vayol. The Hainu what? It says, you need Shchita. V'zavachta v'yachalta basar. It says, v'zavachta, you have to shecht it properly. And Rav Moshe Zalvei said, you need Shchita kavana. It's not like Shchita's chulin. It's a din of Shchita's kachin. Because the psula magdashim still has kedusha. There are two dinim of pidyon. If somebody's magdish a house to hegdish, and they auction it off to the highest bidder, so it only got a kedusha's damim in the first place. So let's say someone sets aside an elephant. An elephant is a behemoth tmeya. Sets aside an elephant, and he wants to the gizbar shel hegdish should auction it off to the highest bidder, and the money should go to buy carbon oil, to buy carbon shlam. So that's a kedusha's damim lamizbeach. So the elephant that he was magdish, or whatever it is, the house that he was magdish, when you paid it, that's a pidyon, that's mafkir the whole kedusha. There's no more any kedusha. But the pidyon by psalim kedushim is not mafkir the kedusha. It's a pidyon hamatir. It's a different din of pidyon. It's not the same halacha. It's a special din pidyon hamatir. And even after you paid it, still oisa tmura means it wasn't mafkir the kedusha. So that's why it needs a shchita, shchitas kachim. So the Gemara says, Hareza bol alamed v'nim tzalamed. The Torah is telling us that shchitas tzvi v'ayol deer, chayoi, should have the same form of shchita as kachim. Just like kachim need a real bona fide shchita, even in the midbar, when the chira was mutter. But shchitas kachim needed shchita, so tzvi v'ayol, when they cross over the yard, tzvi v'ayol also need shchita. The oaf, and the Brisa says explicitly, this is Rabbi Lezer HaKapar speaking, Berebi, the God Lador. The oaf, ain't no shchita midivri Torah, ala midivri Seifim, shoin. So this Brisa is beferish, like this Tana, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pincha says. The Brisa before, and all the Mishnah seem to assume that shchita oaf is minator, all the chomash shulcha shchita apply minator. And there's the minority opinion that shchita oaf is only needed midirabon. Minator, it's really good, nechiras is zoi shchita. So then the Gemara says, well, wait a minute. You've already ascertained that there is some Tanam who say explicitly Ein Shechita Lof Menator. So who says explicitly that yes? Maybe everybody agrees to this strange opinion. Ein Shechita Lof Menator. Feg di Gemara. Eman Tana de Palagalei de Rab Lezer HaKapar. Who's the one who says explicitly that Shechita Lof is Menator? Zag Demar Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Oymer. Rabbi Yuranosi. He was the end of the Tkuvas HaTanoim. Zavachta Kasher Tzvi Sicha. What does that mean? The word Tzvi Sicha often has the connotation of Torah Shabbat Peh. I think we mentioned when we started the Masechta. It says, the Rabbanu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, after Maimon HaSeh, Alei Elai Hohora, come climb up and HaSeh, Ve'etn L'chos L'chos HaEven, V'ator V'amitzvah Shokosapti L'hoi Roysim. So the Gemara in Brochus, Daf Hei, says, Alei Elai Hohora, Ve'etn L'chos L'chos HaEven, Asaris HaDibris, V'hatoira, the rest of the Chamishuch M'shetor, V'hamitzvah means Torah Shabbal Peh. The Gemara says, Mitzvah is Torah Shabbat Peh. Asher Kasapti is a reference to Nevi'im Uksuvim, that everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Every idea that it says in Nevi'im Uksuvim is already told to Moshe Rabbeinu. The history was not necessarily told. But any new idea in Hashkafe and Machshave was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher Kasapti. And Lehoi Reisam goes on Psak Halacha, on Gemara. So the Rambam quotes that comment. The Rambam, the beginning of his introduction to the Mishnah Torah, quotes that. He says, whoever will read Tanakh and will read the Mishnah Torah will know all there is to know, because the Tanakh is Torah Shebichzav, and the Mishnah Torah is the whole Torah Shebal Peh. And then he quotes that pasuk, HaTorah v'HaMitzvah, Torah is Chamishin Chamshat Torah, v'HaMitzvah is Torah Shebal Peh. So he also says, Zavachta Kashet Tzivisicha, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, it'll no longer be permissible to do Nechira Simonim by Behemoth. And the Midbar is Mutra and Chula, and you only need a Shechita on Korbanos, on Kochim. But once you cross up the Yard and Teretz Sub, Zavachta Kashet Tzivisicha, you have to do Shechita on Chula, just like I commanded you to do Shechita on the Korbanos. That's how the Ramban reads it. So the Gemara understands it a little differently. Kashet Tzivisicha, you have to Shecht in accordance with the Torah Shebal Peh. What's the Torah Shebal Peh? What Torah Shebal Peh is there? Gemara says, Olacham Shulcha Shechita. V'lam Shen Estav Moshe Al Aveshet V'al Akone V'al Rav Echad Boi V'al Rav Shnayim Be'behema. This is all Halacha Moshe Messina. So Rebbe says that Shechita Soif is Menater. This is Zavachta Kashet Tzivisicha goes on Shechita Soif B'Simen Echad and Shechita Be'hema B'Shnei Simonim. So all the Mishnayos that they quoted before, that you only do Kisei Adam when you do a proper Shechita by Oifas, that's because the Mishnayos were edited by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rebbe. And Rebbe holds a Shechita Oifas min HaTorah. And the minority opinion, this Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas and Rabbi Lezer HaKapar, these two Talmid Chacham, these two Tanoim, they hold Shechita Oifas only mid Rabban. But the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch that we pass in Shechita Oifas min HaTorah. That's why you don't do Kisei Adam. If it turns out it's an Avela, even though if you hold Nechiras and Zubi Shechitas, he did a Nechiras Siman. That's the Gemara. Now the Gemara comments on the Din. The Mishnah has the Halacha, and the Brisa just mentioned it now, Rabbi Omer, when you shech the Behemi, you have to shech both the Kona and the Veshet, Shnei Simonim, Ruba Kukula of each one, Rav of the Kona, Rav of the Veshet, and when you shech an Oif, you shech Simen Echad, Rav of Simen Echad. So which Simen Echad does it have to be? Does it make a difference? Whether it's the Kona and the Veshet, or it does make a difference? It's optional. So the Gemara is going to get to the final Maskana. They're going to keep on quoting Rais, no Rais. They're going to get to the final conclusion. It says by, again, it says by Chatos Ha'oif, it says Lo Yavdil. You only shecht one of the two Simon. You do Malika, either on the corner or on the Beishet, the Beferish and the Bryce. When you do Malika on Oilos Ha'oif, then it says Behivdil, you do Havdoli. It means you shecht both the corner and the Beishet. You do Malika on both the corner and the Beishet. You don't shecht. You do Malika both on the corner and the Beishet. And when you do Malika on Chatos Ha'oif, it says Velo Yavdil. You only do Malika on one, not on both. Which one do you do? It says optional. Either the Kona or the Veshet. So if that's the din by Malika, Mistama Hu Adinami, the same din by Shechitas Chulin. By Yoifas, you shecht with a knife. The difference is Malika is Be'etzpa, with the fingernail, and Shechitas with a sakin. So the Pashtus is just like either Simen, A or B, either the Kona or the Veshet. Kona is the windpipe, and the Veshet is the food pipe. Either the Kona or the Veshet is good by Malika, so Mistama, either the Kona or the Veshet is good by Shechita. Is there room to distinguish? Is there room to say, no, we're more makled by Malika than by Shechita? What's the logic? How can you possibly distinguish? So the Gemara says, yeah, there is a logic to distinguish. There is a logic, because when you do Malika, first you break the spine. So the animal is half dead already. But breaking the spine, if you didn't cut the right basarima, you didn't cut from right to the left, you didn't cut everything, you just cut the spine, so the behemah will become a trefa, but it's already on the way, it's half dead. So maybe since when you do malika, first you cut the spine, and then you cut the kana or the veshet, so the spine with one or the other is genuk, is enough. But if you do shechitas chulin, you start from over here. So you're only cutting the kana. Maybe the kana is maybe it has to be dafke the veshet. Maybe dafke cutting the food pipe. Maybe cutting the kana is not enough. Maybe shechitas soifas is good b'simenech, and it has to be dafke the veshet. When the Brisa says that when you do Malika, it's good the Kona or the Veshet, that's because first you cut the spine. So the spine together with one or the other, together with the Kona, that's enough to kill a bird. But maybe if you didn't cut the spine, you're doing Shechita by Chulin, you're cutting from the front to the back, and you're just going to cut the Kona, maybe that's not good enough. So Gemara finally says it's not true. We pass on halacha by Shechitas Chulin also, you can either shecht the Kona or the Veshet. But first the Gemara starts off that it was a machloikas Amaraim. It says in the Mishnah, it says in the Braisa, Echad Boif, after the two dots here, Echad Boif, you only have to shecht one of the two. Say, it madam, Arayim had a machlekes, Rav Nachman Omer, O Veshet, O Kona, either one, it says, Echad. Rav Barabarava says, Veshet, Veloy Kona. Rav Nachman Omer, O Veshet, O Kona. Rav Nachman says, the Gemara repeats the machlekes and explains. Rav Nachman says, it doesn't make a difference either the Kona and the Veshet. Why? Echad Katon, it says in the Mishnah, Simen Echad. If it's only the Veshet, let it say, Shech the Veshet. Simen Echad means either A or B, either the Kona or the Veshet. Echad Katoni, Echad Koldehu. One or the other, sure. So you can shech the kona. And Rav Barava disagrees. Veshet, why? V'loy kona. Why? But it says, simen echad. My echad, what does the word echad mean? Hamiyuchad. The special one. The special one. That's how Rav Soloveitchik used to say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad. What does it mean? Hashem Echad. So the Rambam learns Hashem Echad. We don't believe in polytheism. We believe in monotheism. There's only one God. So Hashem Echad means one God as opposed to two, three, four, five. And that's when we sing Echad Biyadeya. So Echad is Echad Elkein Hashem Hashemayim Ha'aretz, monotheism. Rav Soloveitchik was brought up in a Lubavitch village in Chaslavich. So he said, by Lubavitch, they don't sing Echad Biyadeya. Why not? Because they feel that it's a mistranslation of the pasuk. Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. See, Rashi and Chumash doesn't learn like the Rambam. Rashi and Chumash says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem, who now is only our God, is not accepted by all the nations of the world. They have idols and they worship the idols. The day will come that it'll be Hashem Echad. The Jewish God will be the only God that will be worshipped by all the nations of the world. Hashem Shu Elokeinu Bizmanazeh. He's only our God now. The other nations don't accept him. They don't recognize him. Lasid Lov will be Hashem Echad. That's not how the Rambam translates. Rambam translates Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Monotheism. There's only one God. So Rav Soloveitchik said that there's another way to translate, just like the Gemara says here. Unique. Hashem Echad is like over here. You have to shecht simen echad. Doesn't mean one of the two simon. You have to shecht the unique simen, the simen in the neck, the two pipes, the windpipe with the food pipe. So the food pipe is the more important of the two. So the second madam, Rav Barabbas says you have to dafke shecht the veshet, and when the Mishnah says simen echad means echad hamiyuchad. The Gemara has that in different places. So he said that's why Lubavitch didn't recite Echad Miyadeya, because Echad Miyadeya takes Hashem Echad in the sense of one God. We believe only in one God, because if we say God is unique, there's nothing in the world that's like God. So if there'll be more than one God, there will be another God that will be like the God. So it also included in Hashem Echad, included in the fact that God is unique, is that there's only one God. There'll be more than one, he wouldn't be unique. But the Pirush Amilis, he thought, is not like the Rambam, but rather Hashem Echad means unique.
Why is the Veshet more important than the Yekara?
I don't know. The Gemara assumes that there's more chiyus there. I think by us.
You need to be able to have food more than you go without breath or air.
Yeah. Let's say if you cut the neck, sometimes a person can't breathe, so you can cut over here and it'll be able to survive. But if you cut the food pipe, there's no way that, how's he going to eat? You have to put food in through a tube, a feeding tube. But the breathing, you can breathe without going through the nose. So the Gemara Megillah says Echad Hamiyuchad, that you should to bring as a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash, you should bring the Muvchar. You should bring the Muvchar. That's why it's more chiyus. He proves from the din. The Mishnah says that a Nekuvus Aveshet makes it a Trefa. That's the Shai, the Nekuvus Aveshet makes a Trefa. On a Vela, we usually assume it's a Trefa. And as opposed to the Kona, Nekev in the Kona doesn't make it a Trefa. Only if it's Nikev Rubai. Nipsuk. Nipsuka Hagageris. Nipsuka means Berubai. Yeah. So it's a Machleika Samaraim. When you shech the knife, you only... Lichatchila, the Gemara said on the previous daf, you shech both the kona and the veshet, and that was the machlekes. Is that a lichatchila? The Raisa lichatchila, the Rabbanon. Rashi said before it's only a lichatchila, the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Kevega tells you look on the Tosis in the first paragraph, daf Chaf Aleph. Tosis understood the Gemara that it's a lichatchila, the Raisa. Yeah. So here there's a machlekes. Rab Nachman, Rab Barabbas, and the Mishnah says you shecht B'di'evit, if you shechted one simen, it's good by the oif. Does it mean dafka the simen hamyucha, dafka the veshen? Or either or, you shechted either A or B. So Gdimara meisvei, the last kakashe from one, from a tosefta, shocheres haveshen, v'chakach nishmeto hagargeres. The din is, the cut and the veshen are attached on the bottom, attached on the top, and attached on the bottom. Yeah, talking about a knife. Yeah. So if the simen is nishmat, if the kana or the veshet is detached from where it's supposed to be attached on the top, and then you shech that simen, so that's no good. So that's called, that's an avela. That's not stamat trefa. That's an avela. We'll proof in the brice in a minute that it's an avela. What if I shech the kana? What I shech kana or the veshet? And then after I finish shechting, then the other simen becomes nekar, becomes nishmat mekomo. I already shechted the chicken. It's muta b'achila. But if one of the two simonim, either the kana beishet, becomes nekar mekomo, detached, where it's supposed to be attached on the top, but by the neck, before I shecht anything, even though I'm shechting the other one, I'm shechting the kana and the veishet is nishmat, or I'm shechting the veishet, the kana is nishmat. So that's no good. Why not? So apparently, even though you say shchita soif is simen echad, but the shchita is chal on both of the simonim, just like on behema, you have to shech both. So if you don't have to shech both, but when you do the shchita on one or the other, it's considered as if the shchita was chal on both, and shchita cannot be chal on a simon that was nekam imkom. So the brisa only has in one direction. Shocheres haveshet, he shechted the veshet. Never says he shechts the kana. Shechts the veshet. V'chakach, after he finishes shechting the veshet, nishmato hagageris. The gageris is the kana. The windpipe became detached on top. Kshera. He already shechted the veshet. The chicken is already geshochten. It can become an avela if it's already geshochten. What if first nishmato hagageris v'chakach shocheres haveshet? The kana became detached on top. And then he doesn't shecht the kana, he shechts the veshet. So one would have thought that's good. You can't shechit is not chal on the simen that's nekab imkom, and that's nishma. He was shechting the other simen, so it says psula. It's a shechita psula. Why? Because when you do the shechita on this one simen, it's chal on both simonim, and the shechita cannot be chal on a simen that's nekab imkom. What if shocheres haveshet, he shechts the veshet, the din says hagagerish muta, and after he shechts the veshet, he discovers that the kana was detached on top, and he has no way to know. Any odeya, he can't ascertain him. Doesn't know that it become detached before he shechted or after. If it became detached before, then shechita is not chal on a simen that's nekar, so it's going to be an avela. And if it became detached after he shechted the veshet, so the shechita was ready chal, so it can't become an avela. So it's a suffix. It's a suffix and shechita. So suffix and shechita. The shaila came up. They shechted the veshet, then they found that the kana was detached, and they didn't know when it became detached. The omru netano in paskin called suffix b'shechita psula. Why? Because behema b'chaya b'ches kasiser emeres. There's a ches kasiser. So if it's a suffix, but the shechita was good, you say the shechita is not good. And daftes, Tos is quoted as a machlokes of rishonim. Some rishonim said the shmutas hagageres, if it's detached, it doesn't make it an avela. It's just the chicken will be a trefa. That's very difficult for this tosefta. If it's just a trefa, and we say Rob Hemis Ksheris saying, Rob Ophis Aksheris, so if you have a suffix regarding any given animal, whether it's a trefa or not, so you don't say suffix lechumra. Because Roiv Ophis Akosher, and you don't say it's Becheska Sisa. It's only Becheska Sisa if there's a suffix on Shchita, because the animal is Becheska Shalon Nizbecha. But if the Shchita was Kahogen, just a suffix whether it was a trefa or not, they say Roiv Behemus and Roiv Ophis are not trefas. So the fact that the Brisa says, Enu Yodeya, the sheikh does know in kodem shchita nishmato lacha shchita nishmato. So you go lechumre, that shows that it's a suffix b'shchita. So you see, when you have shmutas hagageris and you shech the gageris, or even if you shech the kana, it's going to be an avela, not just going to be a trefa. This we mentioned it when we learned daftes. Tos has said that other rishonim disagree. The whole shmutas hagageris, the animal is a trefa. I can say it's only a trefa; it's not an avela. So why is it, if it's a suffix, why do you go lechumre? Pashtus is that is an avela. So the Gemara asks, the whole Brisa, the whole Tosefta, all the three cases were, he's shechting the Veshet, and the gageris was already shmuta from before, or the gageris is nishmuta after, or the gageris is nimtze shmuta, you don't know whether before or after. Why are all the cases he's only shechting the veshet? Why doesn't the brisa give a case he shechts the kana? So doesn't it seem to indicate that the simen echad, when you want to shecht the knife, and you're only going to shecht simen echad, the simen echad has to be the veshet. It can't be the kana. So it sounds like Rabbada Barava is right. That's what the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, doesn't it toshma? Doesn't it meisve? Doesn't it seem to indicate the Farish on this Tosefta like a Rada Barava, that the Shechita Semen Echad by the Yoif has to be Dafka Levesha, not the Kona? And for the Gemara, no. The Brisa is giving you the way it usually happens. It's much more common that the windpipe should be detached and then the food pipe should be detached. So that's why the Brisa gives you that normal case. And for the Gemara, Mishum de Gageris, it's more common that the windpipe will become detached from the top where it's supposed to be, as opposed to the Vesha, the food pipe. That's more rare that's going to happen. So the Brisa gave the common case. Sure. It can't really prove anything from the Brisa. So we still have this machlekes, Rav Nachman Rav Ada Bar Abba. Sog di Gemara Toshma, we'll try to prove it from another Brisa, another Tosefta. Shochet shnei chatzoy simonim ba'oif. He shechts a half of the kana, half of the veshet. That's neither here nor there. You have to shecht roiv, ruba kukul, you have to shecht either roiv of the kana or roiv of the veshet. It doesn't help. He shechts 45% of the kana, 45% of the beishit. Cut 90% of one of them. Don't shecht 45 and 45. You have to shecht both. Shecht one. But do the rive of that one. If you only did the miut of one, a half, shechts 50% he shechts 50% of the kana, 50% of the beishit. Psula, because you have to have rive, nishchat of simenech. Vein soch leimar, bebehema. By behema, for sure it's not good. Because you need rive of both. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ba'oif hashiyishchot es havreiden, hashiyishchot es haveshet ve'es havreiden." Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is going to explain when we learned the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek. So, Rabbi Yehuda only says it by an oif. It's not a detail in Hilchas Shechita that Shechitas oif you have to shecht the vreiden. The vreiden are the big arteries. So you have to shecht because an oif, a lot of times they broil the whole oif together on a rotisserie. So if you're going to broil it all together, so it's going to be full of dam. When you salt the meat, so this will, either when you salt the meat or when you broil the meat, so that'll accomplish all the dam should fall down. But if you have these big arteries or the big veins, so that'll accomplish all the blood and the capillaries will go down. The meat and the tiny capillaries, the blood and the tiny capillaries, but the blood and the big fat arteries. If you're going to cut up the chicken into little pieces, then you're going to salt it. Or then you're going to broil it. Okay, so then it's cut up in little pieces. So the arteries were cut, so the blood will drain down. But very often people would broil the entire oaf. So they would broil the whole thing on the rotisserie, and the dam wouldn't be able to have any place to go down because they didn't cut it up into small pieces. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's chumra. Rabbi Yehuda says only by oif. By behema, he never said it, because behema, you never broil the whole behema in one piece. It's you can't handle it like that. So but you always have to cut the behema. Yeah. Okay.
Small.
It's a year old.
Yeah.
It's
but it's all together. I don't know. Don't know. Good question. So the Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Yehuda's din is not a din Hilchas Shechita. It's a chashash because the dam is not going to go out. So what did Rabbi Yehuda say there? Ba'of hashriish chenes haveshet ve'savreden. Why did he say the veshet with the veshet? He should have said hashriish chenes hakana ve'savreden. So don't you see from Rabbi Yehuda has to be davke the veshet? Simerech means the veshet. Zok the Gemara name because the veshet is next to the vreden. That's why. If you want to do 1, 2, 3, a quick job, so don't shech the kana. And the Vreden, the Kona is not next to the Vreden. The Vreden is not next to the Veshet. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda chapped on the Veshet. But it's not because in the Hilchas Shechita Vayfus has to be done. Not like Rav Ada Bar Abba. Zagmar Toshma, a Rai from another Braisa, from a Tosefta. Shochat Chatzi Gargeres. Shochat Shechita Acheres. Gargeres is the Kona, the windpipe. So what's the din if you have a nekev? So he said before with the Rashi that if you have a nekev in the veshet, in the kuvas of veshet b'mashu, makes it into a treifa. But a nekev in a gargaris in the kana doesn't make it into a treifa unless you have psukas hagargaris. Psukas hagargaris means the whole windpipe is broken into two, or rubai kakula. So it's cut in raiv. So that'll be a treifa. So what if someone is shechting a knife? There's a din of shia. When you start to shecht, then you pause in the middle for half an hour, then you continue. So the end is amid start to the beginning, like shok the ligma school and kriyashma, and then bichas hamazin, and then tkiyah shayfer, and then shman esrei. There's a din of shok the ligma school that's not mitzvah. So there's such a din of shechita also if you shoya. But it's only if you started the shechita and then you pause for half an hour, then you continue. What if he makes a little cut in the corner? He cuts up until and including 50%. A chatzikana pogum would be good if it would happen by itself. Let's say the animal is running near a thorn bush and it cuts the kana halfway in. So chatzikana pogum is good. Only psukas hagageris, if nifsak berubai, if the windpipe got broken 51% or more. But if only got a nekev in the kana, or even a big nekev, but it's only up until chatzia, not more. So the chatzia kind of pogum, that doesn't pose a problem. So let's say the shechet is shechting a bird. Yeah, shechting a behem or a bird, doesn't make a difference. And he shechts first the kana. And he only shechts exactly up until half. And then he waits an hour, he waits a week. An animal can walk around, can run around, can live for a long time with the chatzi kana pogum. That's why chatzi kana pogum is not a treifa. It's only psukas hagageris. Psukas means berubai. So if the shoychet is shechting and he cuts up until and including half of the gargaris, and then he waits 3 days and then he continues, you don't call that shehiyah. I don't need to be mitzarf the first half or the second half. If the psukas hagageris would have happened by itself, when the animal was rubbing against the thorn bush, it wouldn't make it a treifa. It only makes it a treifa. It's nifsak berubai. So even if the shechet started shechting it, shochet chatzi gageris v'shokadei shechito acheris, and he waited till a week, he waited the long amount of time that he would have been able to shecht a whole animal. The gomer, he continues later, shechito sekshev, there's no issue of shehiyah, because he didn't begin the shechita. The shechita doesn't begin until after you pass by veisha, the shechita begins right away, because if it's not called shechita, it's in the kuvas avesha, so it'll be an avela, or a trefa, it'll be osa. But by the kone, the chaloshem shechita doesn't begin until after you reach the point of chatzi kone pogum, when you start shechting past it.
When is shechita? What is the case of
shia? Shia is only in the by oaf, shia, by behema, I shecht the kon and I didn't shecht the, I wait an hour till I shecht the veshin. I shecht one and I wait an hour, I shecht the other. You're asking by oaf though, you only have to shecht one, so where is she? So if he's shechting the veshit and not the kona, if he shechts the veshit, so nekuvas aveshet and nekev b'mashu makes it a treifa. But if it's in the process of shechita, then I don't say it became a treifa. It became a treifa. He shechted it. He killed it. It's dead now. It's more than a treifa. So if he shoya in the middle of the shechita and aveshet, I say the beginning is not mitztarf to the end, and the beginning means that it was the bird was a treifa before he did the shechita. The shechita was the shechita of the roiv that he did after. But in the kana, there wouldn't be any if you're shechting the kana. So you can shecht up until chatzi kana pog, and the chicken will walk around for another 5 months, and it won't be any problem. And the shechita only consists of the mashahu. When you cut from the point of chatzi kana pog, 50% to 51%, that mashahu, that's called the shechita. And everything until then doesn't count as anything. A goy can do it. A goy is no good for shechita, but if a goy does up until and including chatzi kana pogum, that's like it happened by itself. Chatzi kana pogum happened by itself is not a treifa. And then the Jew, the shechet, only has to cut the mashu, and that's the whole shechita.
But it's really not sold because of the shia, it's sold because of it being a treifa.
It's only a treifa because it's a din of shia. The shia means that the second half is not mitzarf with the first half, so the first half stands alone. First half stands alone, so it's a treifa. And the kuvus aveshit, if there wouldn't have been a din of shia, so it would have been mitzarf together, so I would have said, oh, it's not a nekuvus aveshit. There's always a nekuvus aveshit. When you start shchita from the aveshit, it's always an ekev. But if the end is mitzarf to the beginning, I say that nekuvus aveshit was in the line of shchita. That was part of the shchita. So because there's a din of shia, that's why I declare that the nekev in the beginning, before the shia, made it into a treifa. So that's what this brisa says. Nachamo. Toshma, let's see again. Shochra chatzi gageres, v'shoke de shchita acheres, yishoye half an hour, v'gom shchita sok sheira. My love, ba'ov, because it says, chatzi kona pogum, then he finishes, it sounds like he's only shechting the kona, he's only shechting the windpipe. So you see that echad simen echad is either the kana or the veshit. If it is like Rav Nachman, you don't have to shech both the kana and the veshit, one or the other. My laba of so you see, or my gomra li gargeres, he completed shechting the windpipe. He started with a chatzikana pogam and he waited a day or two, and then he continued. So there's no issue of shia. And when he shechts the mashahu, he's mashlim from 50% to 51%. That mashahu, that is the shchita. So it said there's no issue of shia there. So my laboif, and you see beferish that you can shech the simen echad can be the gageret. One says, lo, bebehema. It's talking about behema. I bet it says, begomra, when you finish it, the shechita is completed. It doesn't mean when you finish it. What is finish it? Gomra, he finished it. What's the pronoun referring to? It's not referring to finishing the kana. Finishing the whole shechita. You finish the kana and then you shech the veshit also. So there's no din of chatzi kana pogam. There's no din of shehiyah. But gomra, my love, the Gemara says, boy, if my gomra the gageres, he just finishes shechting the windpipe and that is the shechita. The Gemara says, loy. It's talking about behema, my gomra, he finished it. What is the pronoun referring to? Gomer l'shchita kula. He finished all shchita. He finished the mashahu ha'achrein on the kona, and he shechted the veshit also. So there's no raya yet. No raya. Toshma. Another brice. Hareish oye chatzik kona pogum l'hoisim v'ol of kol shuhu v'gomroi shchita sekshir. It goes on chatzik kona. Chatzik. It's a kona, not the veshit. And it says, you just shech the mashahu, you take it from 50% to make it 51%, that mashahu, that is the shchid. My laba'ov, my gomroi, he finished it. What's the pronoun? Gomroi lekane. He finished the mashahu, says, lo, maybe he goes bebehema. My gomroi means gomroi leveshet. He finished the whole shchita. He shechted another mashahu and the kane. Then he shechted the veshet also. You can't really prove in the brice. It never really says explicitly, so far, never really says explicitly that shchita is sufficient on the oaf with the kane. You can still insist like Rabada Baraba has to be the veshet. The Gemara finally says,
Gomroi, not Gomroi.
Yeah, once they said Gomro, once they said Gomron, they say both go on the Veshit. How can it be either Veshit or Zohar? And it goes on the Kone. Kone is Zohar. So why one time you say Gomro, one time you say Gomroi? I don't know. The grammar is a problem. How can you refer to the same thing sometimes as masculine, sometimes as feminine? I don't know. That's a time. Yeah, there are some words, yeah, but this is not from the androgynous. Kone is not an androgynous. So the Gemara finally says, well, Toshma, we have a beferish din. Ketza molkem chatas oif. Chatas is a din lo yavdil. So you only do malika on one simen. Which simen? It says explicitly, either the kone or the veshet. Shine, that's it. Says either the kone. By oila soif, you have to say the hivdil, you have to shech both the kona and the veshit, you have to do malik on both. That's by oila soif. But by chata soif, the din is velo yavdil, so all you have to do is malik on simenach, and it says beferish one or the other. Ketzer mokum chata soif, chotach shedra. First you cut from the back with the fingernail, so first you break the spine. Shedra mefrekis, the spine with whatever protects the spine around it. Beloy raiv basa. If you're going to shech all the way across, right? Basar, then it's considered the animal is dead already that we had in the first pair. If you break kana, if you break the shedrum of frekus, v'roid basarima, that's considered a dead animal. So then, even though you're doing malika, you can't continue. The animal is dead already. So you have to be careful to shech the shedra umefrekes and not to cut right basar. Ashamagir levation o lekona in a chatasoif. Lo yavdo either A or B. Higir levation o lekona choytr simen echad. He shecht simen echad. Velo yavdil. He's not allowed to cut both. And then it says, and then veroid basarima. And then he can go back and shecht and cut the rest to the right and to the left of the spine, but not before. Uba'oila, if it's oila soif, then you do shnayim, or rov shnayim. So it's beferish, tiyufta de ravada barava, tiyufta. Ob gefrekt, it's enough in the Mishnah that you can do either kana or the veshet. Frek de gemara. My habi alot, was bleibt aloch alamaisa, what's the maskana? Is it enough if you shech the roif kona, or do you have to dafke shech the veshet? Frek gemara, what do you mean, my habi aloch? Kidikramat, you just said, we made it to yufta against ravada barava from the Mishnah in Zvachim. So the gemara says, Tosis has this clown in a few places in Shas. You can't make a tiyufta against an Amora from a Mishnah. You can make a tiyufta from a Braisa. The Amoraim are not mechiv to know every Braisa in creation. Every yeshiva, every Tana had a different set of Braises. But Mishnayis, they don't allow you to become a card-carrying member of the club of Amoraim if you don't know all the Mishnayis by heart. It's impossible that you should know all the Braises. Every yeshiva had a different set of Braises. But all the Amoraim, here, Ravada Barava is an Amora. He has an opinion all over. How can it be considered an Amora if he doesn't know Mishnayis? So you can't have it to Yufta from a Mishnah. The Gemara has in Kiddushin, Machlekes Abiyachan Reshlokesh, the Gemara says, to Yufta the Reshlokesh, to Yufta from an off in a Mishnah. So the Rishonim say, there's a Teretz on the Tiyufta, but the Gemara didn't like the Teretz, so they called it Tiyufta. And they said, you can't have it to Yufta against an Amora, a prominent Amora, from an off in a Mishnah. Otherwise, not an Amora. The Amora had to know all the Mishnayis. So the Gemara says, "My habi alov was blight la'locha." Do you have the option to either shech the kana the veish, or does it have to be dafke be veish? Gemara says, "What are you talking about, my habi alov? Kid come, he just said that it's opgefrek." Gemara says, "No, because Ravada Barava can wiggle his way out of that raya." Dil mishani hosam dikas shedru umifrekas. When you're shechting of shalchula and you're starting from this side, so maybe if you shech the kana, that's not enough. You got to shech the afke the veish. But when you're doing malika sadla stuff, you start from the spine, you break the spine. So true, you didn't cut roi basarima, then the animal would be dead. You break the spine with the fingernail, and then when you shech the kana alone, the spine with the kana, now it's dead. Now the chicken is dead. The chatasayf is dead. But if you do shchit and chulin, you start from the front, you're only shechting the kona. So Ravada Barav is entitled to his opinion. He says it's not contradicted with the Mishnah. The Mishnah only goes, maybe the Mishnah is only talking about Kei Shani Hossam, because in Malika, you first break the spine. Shani Hossam digs the Shadim Afrekas together with the kona. So the Gemara says, what's Taka Halacha Lamaisa? What has been accepted? What has been accepted, like Rav Nachman or like Ravada Barava? So the Gemara says the accepted psak is like Rav Nachman. Even though there's no black on white rye, you can ding zech with all the rye. The accepted psak is Rav Nachman. How do you know? Toshma. Once upon a time, there was a case of Shaila. The Ubarabsa. There was a duck or a goose, whatever. Avoz and Barabsa. One is a goose, one is a duck. The Prima Gordim Epis tells you which one is a goose, which one is a duck. I don't know the difference. So, Ahu Barabsa, there was a duck, the Aved Bei Rava, in Rava's home, and Rava's yeshiva, whatever. Also, the duck was jumping around, and then one fine day comes home, it's all bleeding by the neck. So, what happened over here? So, it could be that it's, what does Rashi say? It could be it's a drusa. A drusa. There's drusa and there's drusa. Drusa is a psul and shchita. If you shecht, instead of fiddling back and forth, you place pressure like this, that's called drusa. Shia drusa chalada gramak. That's an avela. That's a different thing. But drusa is a different thing. If a nice sheep or a lamb, whatever, was attacked by a wild animal and they clawed by the neck, so that makes the animal into a trefa. And even if you shecht it later on, the shechita won't help. So what's the din? I don't know whether the animal was clawed. I don't know the duck. I see the neck is bleeding. I don't know, was it clawed by a big animal that made it into a drusa, made it into a trefa? But basa basa, the trefa, lo isachelu, the Rambam writes that the pshuto shel mikra goes on drusa. There are different kinds of trefas. The Rambam says the pshuto shel mikra goes on this kind, basa basa, the trefa. It was attacked by a wild animal when it was running around in the sod. So Rashi says, if you have a duck that has a bleeding neck, you're not mechuyev to be choshesh. You don't know how it got the bleeding. You're not mechuyev to be choshesh. Maybe it came drusa. That's not the shaila. But the shaila is, maybe the duck was going where there was a thorn bush, and it cut itself. So maybe it caused the neck of an aveshet, and the kubas aveshet is at least a trefa. The kubas aveshet is a trefa. So you have to check to see whether there is a neck of an aveshet. How are you going to check? So you're going to check before you shecht the goose. You're going to take a knife and scrape off all the flesh. The thing is all full of blood over there. So how can you check? It's all full of blood. So you're going to take a hose and pour water over there. Then you're going to see whether there's a hole that goes through. So the Gemara has a tradition. The only way to check whether there's an ukuvas aveshet is after you already shecht the animal, you take the aveshet. The kana is very hard. It has cartilage, like a pipe. And the aveshet is very soft. It's skin. It's membrane. So the aveshet, you can turn it inside out. And the inside is white. So it's only in the kubas aveshet if it's a nekev through and through. So since the inside membrane of the aveshet is white, so you'll see if there's a red speck on it. You can't check from the outside to see whether it's in kubas aveshet. The whole thing is all full of blood. And even if you pour a hose with water, you won't be able to tell. You won't see any hole at all. The only way to check is in the inside. So the Gemara said, the story happened, they had this goose, or the duck, whatever, in Rava's home. Also came home, the neck was all full of blood. Oh my Rava, what are we going to do? How can we check? What can we do? Nishchate, should we check the duck? And after checking it, then we'll check it to see whether there's an ukuvas aveshet. What is it going to help? What is it going to help? Maybe there was an ukuvas aveshet above or below. Maybe exactly where you shechted it. Maybe that's where the ukuvas aveshet was. So he says, there's a concern. Maybe he's going to shecht exactly where the neck is. He doesn't know if there is a neck. He doesn't know. So that's not a smart thing. So let's first be boidik the veshet. We should first be boidik the veshet and then shecht it. So he says, Ha'omer Rabba, Abai Barava with Talmidim of Rabba. So he says, the Rebbe Gezok, Veshet Ein Lebedikam Mibachutz Alem Mimifnim. The only way to tell, to check, whether the Veshet has a neck of through and through, is after you shechted it already. Turn it inside out. It's like a rubber. It's like a skin. So you can turn it inside out, and then look at the white inside, to see if it has a red speck. So Rabbi says, we can't shecht this duck, and we have to ask him. We don't have to ask the kubas aveshet. So Rabbi had a son, Rabbi Yosef. So he pipes up, Omle Rabbi Yosef Brei. So the son tells the father, I have an idea. Nivdike lekone, let's look at the windpipe. The windpipe only makes the animal a trefa if it's sukas hagageres, nivsek beruba, 51%. So that's easy to check. It's all full of blood, so take a hose and pour water, and be able to see if it's psukas hagageres berubai, that you'll be able to tell. So check nivdike lekone first, v'nishchate lekone, v'lechsherei, shain, and then you'll know that the shechita was done properly. V'hoder, and afterwards, lefchua leveshet, turn the veshet lehepach, inside out, and then you'll be able to check on the white membrane on the inside of Livdike, then you see whether it had an ukuvas aveshet before he shechted the kana. So Rav Tazoygachap the spilus from his son, he says, my son is a genius that this occurred to him. Rav was thinking that he's going to shecht the veshet. He's going to shecht the veshet, maybe Dilma Makam Nekam Shach. So the son said, Vezok, you have to shecht the veshet. Shecht the kana. The kana you can check now. Shecht the kana. And after you will do the shechita properly, take the whole veshet from the top to the bottom. Turn it inside out easily, like turning a sock inside out, turning a sleeve inside out. It's not so hard. So the veshet is soft. It's not like the kana that's a hard cartilage. So Rabbi Chapsa's father says, Ay, Chachim Yosef Bri, my son Yosef is so sharp. He gave such a good etzah. B'treifus, he knows his treifus so well. Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon was considered the super genius. He was the first generation of Amoraim. They all looked up to him. So Rabbi was praising his son. My son is so bright and Ilchus treifus like Rabbi Yechon and knew Kala Torah Kula. So the Gemara says, what's the moral of the story? The son with the father, Rav agreed with the son, Alma, Echad Dekama, Ohai, Ohai. You see, Allah Alamaisa, the accepted opinion is Rav Nachman. We don't pass like Rav Ada, but Rav has to be Dafka Devation. Ohai, Ohai. Either one or the other. Shite. Either one or the other. That's how he's asking, yeah. L'chatchila Shishech both. Either L'chatchila Derais and L'chatchila Derabon. That was the beginning of the Perek. But if you only shechted one, is good, but the one that you shecht, the shechit, the Tosfos said earlier on Daf Tes, shechit is chal on both. That's why even if the kone is nishmat b'mkom and you shecht the veshet, the shechita on the kone is chal on both. Shechita is chal on the kone and the veshet. So shechita cannot be chal on the siman that's awkward, the siman that was detached from the top. So that was the brisa on Amud Aleph. Okay, this din we know. Now the Gemara is going to explain Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda insists when you shecht a bird, you have to shecht the vreden at the same time. The Chachamim are also concerned that you have to cut the vreden, but you don't have to make the hole in the vreden at the same time you're doing the shechita. You can do it an hour later. You can do it tomorrow. Who says you have to you cut the vreden tomorrow? And Rabbi Yehuda says no. When you at b'shas shechita, you have to cut the vreden right away. The Gemara is going to explain why. So the Gemara is going to explain it's not a din in hilchas shechita. It's a din in dam. Since sometimes people will barbecue the whole bird, the whole chicken, gula ke'echad, you're not going to cut it up into fertlach and pulkas and so on. It's going to be gula ke'echad. So then you're going to have a problem of dam. And why does he insist it has to be dafke b'shas shechita? Because when the blood is still, it didn't set in yet. It didn't. Yeah, it's still warm, so it's still able to go out. So if you puncture the vreden at the time of shechita right away, then a lot of the blood will go out. If you wait till tomorrow, you wait an hour later, and the whole chicken already is cold, so then the blood is not going to rush out. So they won't do a good job. That's what the Gemara explains. Rab Chizda is an Amora, late Amora. So he's explaining that's pshat in the Mishnah. Amar Rab Chizda, Amar Rab Yehuda Ela Ba'oif. Rab Yehuda didn't say it to behemoths. You don't broil the whole behemoth together. Rab Yehuda only said it by you. I've heard of Tzalei Kula Ke'echot, because the minig used to be that a lot of times you barbecue chicken. All together in one piece, you don't cut up. Avol behema, kivin the mintcha, ever, since you're menatechid, you cut it into little pieces. Lo tzarech, there's no problem. You're going to cut it into little pieces, and then you're going to salt it, or you're not going to salt it, you're going to broil it. So the melicha, or the broiling, will remove all of the dam, and there's no problem. Sogdi gemari, lemeimra, you mean to tell me, the time of the Rabbi Mishum damhu, it's not a din hilcha shechita, but it's in Perek HaShechet. And he says you have to shecht it. It sounds like he's saying a din hilcha shechita. That we say either the kohen or the veshet. He says no, it has to be the veshet with the vreden. Sounds like it's a prat in hilcha shechita. Sogdi gemari, lemeimra, that it's only an issue of dam, not an issue of shechita. I bought tanan, eloshen amishna, Rabbi Yudhoimer, at she yishchot es havreden. It says it's a din shechita. At she yishchot es havreden. With the knife, so digmar nein zogaza emachi in a cave is a vrein. You have to puncture the vrein. You don't have to really shecht. It's not a din hilcha shechit. It's a little bit of a dochik. But it says achi yishchot. My achi yishchot achi yinkev b'sha shechita. You have to puncture the vrein, the big arteries, the big veins, while you're still shechting. The chacham disagree. You can puncture them later also. Zagmar Toshma, let's see. Vreden b'shchita, Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to do shchita on the vreden. It's black and white. Vreden b'shchita, it's not a din and dam, it's a din and shchita. So Rav Chizda insists, no, aim of vreden, sorch le'nakvam b'shar shchita. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's what he meant to say. You have to puncture them, and it's not good enough if you wait an hour or two. You have to puncture it, take it from you. Toshma, omeloy the Rabbi Yehuda, me'achash al-huzku vreden el-el-hotz me'em adam, if the whole reason why you insist you have to make a hole, you have to puncture the vein because of a dam, is mali b'shchita, mali shalot b'shchita. Why do you have to do it with the knife right after you finish shchita? You do it an hour later? Let it sit in the refrigerator for an hour and then you do it. Lichalal the Rabbi Yehuda Sover b'shchita. You see, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, you has to be part of the shchita. So the Gemara says, no, hachiko amri lei. No, this is what their Chachamim argued. Why do you say you have to puncture it b'shah shchita? It's good enough if you puncture it later. Not why do you say it's a din in hilcha shchita. He never said it's a din in hilcha shchita. He said you have to puncture the arteries immediately b'shah shchita. Ma'ali ne'ak m'shah shchita, ma'ali ne'ak m'shle b'shah shchita. For whose sovereign, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? No, you have to puncture it b'shah shchita, osi dam dechayim, the blood is still warm. And it was just circulating the whole body. So now if you puncture the vreden, the blood will shoot out. The blood will already, it'll be cold, it'll be car, and it won't shoot out. So you won't do as good a job. So they both agree, according to the Brisa, both Rabbi and Rabban, they both agree you have to make a nekev in the vreden. It's not a din in hilchas shchita, it's a din in hilchas dam. And the only machlokes they had is, do you have to do it b'shah shchita, you can't do it later. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah hadn't heard from Rabbi Chizda. Rabbi Chizda Rabbi Shain Gizok, that it's a din in hilchas dam. So Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't realize that. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, he starts the same thing all over, the same chagad all over again. He wants to know, vreden le Rabbi Yudah, is it an integral part of the shechita? So if he's going to shecht the kone and the veisher of the oif, let's say, and he's going to wait a half an hour, then he's going to puncture a hole. Then he's going to shecht. So it'll be shia, it'll be a psul, because it's a hemshech of the shechita. Oh no, it's only a din and dam. So it doesn't have to be done with the knife, and it wouldn't be a psul of a shia. He's mesupik. So Rashi says, he didn't hear Rav Chizda's memra. He wasn't aware. Rav Chizda sheng is up. The Gemara already quoted the last 20 lines. The Rabbi Yehuda's din is a din hilchas dam, not a din shchita. So he was mesupik. They don't come to the same conclusion. Boy, Rabbi Yehuda is a shad of reid, and the Rabbi Yehuda shoa b'hem. What's the din if he did shia? He shechts the kone, and then he shoa half an hour. Then he shechts the reid. Would it be good? Doras b'hem. He does drasa instead of fiddling back and forth. He pushes down. Would it be a psul in shchita? Amalei who sava hachi amar blazer v'amilo. Another version has it, Amalei who sava li Reb Lazer. One version, the other, same thing. Hachi amar Rabbi Yochai. He quotes the name Rabbi Yochai. Menakvim bekot swing shem. You don't have to use a knife at all. It's not a hemshech of the shchita. You take a needle. You take a coats is a thorn. You take a thorn, you make a hole, it's not a hemshech. The same as Rav Chizda said. It's not a din in Hilchas Shchit, it's a din in Hilchas Dam. Tani Kavasa de Rav Chizda, it's a Beferish Ebraisa that supports him. Shochet Shnei Chatzoy Simban and Be'oif Pasol. You have to shecht Roi Vabech, Ben Tzachlam Be'beim is no good. Rabbi Yonam Be'oif, Hachi Yishchad Es HaVeshet, Ve'es HaVreden. Only Be'oif. Only Be'oif, it doesn't say it Be'behema. Why only Be'oif? If it's a din in Hilchas Shchita, it should apply to the Be'ema also. Be'ema Hilchas Shchita Mocham, and not only Be'oif, because it's a Le'u Kulu Ke'echot. So it's an issue of Dam. So that's Be'ferish. Okay. The next Gemara is a famous topic. Save it for next time. We have in all the Chemoshim, they have marked down where the Hafsokas are, where Sheni, where Shlishi, where Revi, and so on. It's not always the same. The different Kehillas have different Minhagim. So sometimes the Achrayim point out that the Hafsokas that are printed are a mistake. They're not supposed to have it like that. So in Parshas Bahaloyscha is one of them. We have Shishi. At the end of Chamishi, it says, "Vanana shemalem yom benosom min hamachane." Then you have nun and hafuchim. You have two psukim between the nun and hafuchim. I even saw horn. So you have nun and hafuchim. Then you have ayu ham kimstoynim. So you have shishi. The end of Chamishi is "Vanana shemalem yom benosom min hamachane." So Rashi. So some of the Achranim write that that's a mistake. You really shouldn't stop there. You should stop 10 psukim earlier than that, by the Samach. You should end over there at the end of Pasuk Chav Ches. Why? Because Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Benosam min ha-machna was kitina kaparech mi-beis ha-sefer. when the Rebbe is teaching the children and young children in elementary school, and the bell rings, and it's time for recess, so the kids don't wait till the Rebbe finishes. They all run outside in the yard to play. Enough learning for today. They had enough. So Bnei Yisrael at Har Sinai, the Bnei Shalom is giving him all these dinim. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving him the dinim, and then they ran away. We had enough learning for now. So that's a puronas. That's a negative thing. Then the next parsha begins. Then you have Ha'ibin Sohar with Nunim Hafuchim. So Rashi says the Nunim Hafuchim Allah Hafzik Bein Puranas. The Puranas, in Pasuk Lamedalit is they ran away from learning, and the Puranas Vayihom Kimsonin, they were complaining that they have no food to eat. And that's why you have Fahimat Sahar and Vinucha Yama, Lahafsik Bain Puranas. So if according to the tradition of the Torah Shabbat Peh, this is a Puranas, then we have a minig that we don't begin or end with a Dovara. You don't begin or end an Ali with a Dovara if you can avoid it. Sometimes you have no choice. Where was it? In Parshas Tzav, I think. Parshas Tzav ends up with somebody dying? No, Parshas Vayikra. Yeah, every so often you have like that. Yeah. Wait, not so it's on. I already forgot. Every so often there is a parsha that ends off. Right. Bamidbar, right. That's how you end up parchment. So if you got no choice, you got no choice. Yeah, you have no choice. The Mishnah says that when you're laying the Teichecha in Bechukosai, you're not allowed to be mafsik. When you're laying the Teichecha Nochamol in Bechukosai, you're not allowed to break up to make oisofas there. Why not? So the Gemara has two reasons why. The one reason they say is because everybody says a bracha before and after his aliyah, and the Rabban Shalom feels uncomfortable. They're reading curses for the banai, for the children, and they're giving him brachas. He doesn't like that. The Rabban Shalom will feel uncomfortable, kivayochel, that they're giving him brachas and they're reading teichecha. So you have the whole teichecha should be in the middle. You should start off with a dovetov and end off with a dovetov. In the middle you have a dovara. So the Medina the Gemara, Medina Mishnah, the Gemara says it's only the teichecha. And Bechukosai doesn't even apply to the Teichecha in Kisavai. Because the Teichecha in Kisavai, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Teichecha in Bechukosai, the Rebbe Shalom is saying, Lo Tishmu Li. And the Teichecha in Kisavai, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Tishmu B'Kol Hashem. So when Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's not as bad. Rebbe Shalom is giving the curse that's really bad. So, but the minig developed, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah quotes them, and the minig is, you try to avoid beginning or ending with a dovara. So that's what the Achronim say. Every so often, there's a printed in the Chumash that you have the end of Chamishi is over here, should really be 10 psukim earlier, a few psukim earlier, at the end of Pasuk Chav Ches. Good. People look in Achronim and they don't listen. They do whatever they want anyway. Thank you.